You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome back, folks, here on Big Blue View's audio lineup. We're coming at you on Monday following the conclusion of the Giants' 4-win 2021 season, an underwhelming one, which produced minimal results despite some massive hype coming from the offseason, coming from the draft. And today we're talking about the personnel moves, the decisions to retain Joe Judge and remove Dave Gettleman, who is retiring in quotes from his current role as the general manager. But the relatively surprising decision to bring back Joe Judge, I would like to start talking about that first. So we kind of had the sense that he was coming back. There were reports that Joe Judge was going to be returning. Past couple weeks were pretty embarrassing, especially the decision to do multiple QB sneaks in a move that seemed like they were punting and giving up in that situation. But past couple weeks, not great for the Giants. And I think, for the most part, pretty surprised that Joe Judge is coming back. And a guy like Brian Flores, on the other hand, is getting fired by the Miami Dolphins. So what are your guys' thoughts on that decision for Joe Judge to come back? And what do we think it means for this team going forward?
Well, I would say right now, just as we're recording this, it is unofficial that Judge is coming back. It's still possible that he could get let go. It's possible that the Giants could find their prospective pool of general managers limited by the fact that they're going to be inheriting a head coach whose seat is on fire already. And if Jay Glazer's reporting is to be believed, that he has lost at least part of the locker room, enough that they're willing to talk about it. And that, I think, will impact the GM search. And that's something we can get into when we get into that area of the podcast. But as for Judge himself, the more I have thought about just this season as a whole and Judge's performance as a whole, it is, I would say, surprising but not shocking, or shocking but not surprising, that he sticks. I can give him a pass about having to deal with all of the injuries and everything that the Giants have got, the hand the Giants got dealt this year. What I can't forgive him for is the team coming out of preseason and looking flat and just getting steamrolled by the Denver Broncos, or them coming off of the bye week and looking absolutely flat and getting run off the field by the Buccaneers. This team just, almost every week, having sequences where they look like they've never even seen a football field before, where guys are making the same mistakes week in, week out, and just not looking prepared. To me, that is absolutely on the head coach. You know, injuries happen. They happen to every team. You know, we saw Washington get hit hard by injuries and off the field personal tragedies, but they still managed to kick the Giants' butt. So, yeah, to me, John Mara has the chance to air out this moldy, dank mausoleum of a franchise right now, and he is once again choosing not to.
You're spot on there, Chris. I don't know how you bring Joe Judge back right now. I think it's going to implode the fan base. And I'm not even somebody who necessarily hates Joe Judge. I'm not somebody who's like, he had to be fired because of those two quarterback sneaks. It's a disgrace. I think the quarterback sneaks are an embarrassment, but I think they speak to a much bigger problem with the New York Giants and not the coach being uber conservative with a quarterback like Jake Fromm. So those decisions aren't necessarily the reason why I want Judge fired. I think Judge needs to go because you are bringing in a new general manager and you don't want that general manager to inherit a coach, like you said, who is on a scorching hot seat. I don't think that's a good way to start this new general manager off. I think they should bring in the general manager. And the general manager, for whatever reason, wanted to keep Judge, then that's the only reason Judge should stay. Now, that is with the, I guess, uncertainty about Jay Glazer's report. If Jay Glazer's report is true that he's lost the locker room, then I don't think there's any way you should bring back Coach Judge at this point. Now, if the locker room was still intact and everything, I think there's an argument there. But how can you really excuse everything that has gone on, especially over the last 6 weeks? It has been just absolutely disgusting. And I think just a new clean slate should be probably the course of action that John Mara wants to take with the new general manager coming into town.
And it almost feels like this decision to bring back Judge is solely based off the fact that the last two coaches that they've gotten rid of were in two seasons, and they don't want to perpetuate that same cycle of bringing in a guy, doesn't work out for two seasons, getting rid of him. And the fact that it shows that level of dysfunction that you can't get a guy and give him the chance to develop a team. But when you don't have signs of progress, it makes you beg that question of, okay, are we just doing this so they don't look dysfunctional? I would argue it looks worse that after 3 years, the third year, the results are the same. The progress is decreasing, which we're at that rate of decreasing progress. That to me looks worse. And then starting from scratch. And the one thing I am going to throw out there, the fact that Brian Flores is available as a head coach and the Giants are willing to keep Joe Judge and they're not at least willing to pursue that, that would be a really, really good replacement option, because Flores, I would argue, is probably going to be highly sought after as one of the head coaching candidates. That was one of the more unexpected firings that happened on Black Monday, as they call it. I don't know why they wouldn't at least give that a shot. I would be much more positive moving forward with Flores rather than what we've gotten from Judge, just in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, me and Chris were just about to say the same thing. Absolutely. Brian Flores would be an excellent option right now. And I don't know, man, this whole Joe Judge situation, this is like, I don't see how the Giants are going to be able to quickly turn around this roster and be a competitive team next season. I think it could happen because the NFL, there are quick turnarounds. You have one really good offseason. A new offensive coordinator comes in. Daniel Jones is healthy. Maybe the team can actually start winning some of the close games that they lost earlier in the season. But at the end of the day right now, do we think Joe Judge is going to inspire any hope in this fan base and possibly that locker room with those reports coming out? And that's kind of my big question right now. And I don't even think it's certain that Joe Judge is coming back either, because I do believe the Giants will hopefully, and this is a big hope, will do their due diligence and allow that general and not force Judge onto that general manager, allow that general manager to make a decision on Joe Judge. So it might not be a Black Monday decision, but say in 2-3 weeks, the Giants get the general manager. General manager is like, look, I'll accept this job, but I want to pick my own coach. I think Joe Judge can be out at that point. What do you guys think about that?
I think that could certainly happen, but the Giants would have to make absolutely clear to their GM candidates that they are, that whoever they hire will have discretion over the head coach, where it their Judge is not being forced upon them. If they think they can work with him, great. If they want to get their own guy out of, you know, whoever's available, which, you know, we'll go through the cycle. You know, the Raiders will pick their head coach. Although I could definitely see their interim head coach staying on after he got them to the playoffs. The Dolphins will pick their head coach. The Vikings will pick their head coach. The Jacksonville will get their head coach. Chicago will get their head coach. But there's still going to be a bunch of coordinators and, you know, guys kind of on the street that the Giants can choose from. And, you know, after Doug Peterson, Nick Sirianni, those guys basically came at the very end of the hiring cycle, and each one turned their Eagles around pretty quickly. The Giants can get a good head coach, even if it isn't one of the big names, even if it isn't Brian Flores, who he might just have a job by tomorrow. He could just stroll on over to Jacksonville and get a job, I think. But yeah, I certainly hope the Giants will leave it up to their general manager and not, say, promote Kevin Abrams because he's the guy Judge wants.
Right. The one thing I want to say, though, to that, Nick, your point that there's a possibility that he does get maybe fired after they make that decision to bring in a new GM, and the new GM says, I want my own guy. I don't want to try and figure things out with the guy who hasn't produced very, very good results. That makes it so much worse that they didn't get rid of Dave Gettleman sooner, because they could have started that GM search and then they effectively would push back that search for looking for a new head coach. And they might still end up with a good head coaching candidate if this hypothetical does happen. But you do miss out on some of the top tier options because other teams are going to be pursuing them. So that decision to let Dave Gettleman finish out the season and let him retire in, you know, in with grace, it could kind of screw the search, which would might be better to wait a little bit, maybe wait till next season. I think the whole situation has been mishandled, and I'm hoping that the results and who they end up bringing in at whichever position for the future, if it does remain Judge, but mostly that general manager, that it does produce progression in the right direction.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Unless they already have their mind made up about who their next Abrams. General manager is going to be. And that guy's name is Kevin Abrams, and he's in the building, and he's been groomed to be the general manager, and he's been with the organization for X amount of years and all of that. And if that happens, then we're going to see Giants Twitter just collapse on itself if that ends up happening. But I think it is a realistic outcome, to be honest. And that's not necessarily something that I would like to see.
Chris, didn't you say yesterday when we were doing the stream before my internet completely crapped out, didn't you make the point that Abrams is the cap guy? Is that correct?
Yeah, he has been the Giants' money man for the last 20 years. And, you know, it was shocking to me that the Giants only had three inactive players because they didn't have enough players under contract to have any more inactives. They didn't have the money to sign any more players.
Like, why would you hire that guy? Why would you promote the guy who screwed up the cap situation to handle the roster? Like,
the only way I could think of, and I will say, granted to him, the Giants have something like $20 million on the injured reserve. So that is a lot of players to replace, and you have to sign those guys. Mm-hmm. They count against your cap. That's not a great position for him to be in, but yeah.
But
the only thing I can think of is he's the only one they realistically think would take the job.
Now, I mean, it's still an NFL job, and it's still the New York Giants. I'm sure somebody would want to take that job. And in terms of Kevin Abrams, and I'm not necessarily sticking up for Kevin Abrams. Like I said, I don't necessarily want him to be the general manager, but I think it's fair and the right thing to do to lay the context as to why the Giants have no cap space right now. And that's because they went all in for 2021. They you know, poured their entire assets into 2021, into Daniel Jones, into Kenny Golladay and Adoree Jackson, trying to build this franchise up to a competitive level after going 6-10 last year and narrowly missing the playoffs in a historically bad division. So that's one big reason why there isn't cap space at the moment.
Yeah. You have to admit, Kevin Abrams, he can only do basically what his boss tells him to do. And Dave Gettleman set the course where the Giants would mortgage 2022 and to a certain extent 2023 to go all in on 2021, which kind of makes me think that Gettleman was basically thinking about retirement after this year anyway, and he wanted to go out with a bang. And, you know, whatever happened afterwards, that's some other guy's problem. And, you know, as the money man, Abrams couldn't not sign the guys that Gettleman told him to sign. He could basically only structure the contracts as well as possible. So that is part of the context.
And to be fair to you, oh, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, but, you know, he is also a part of an organization that has been dysfunctional for the last decade.
And to be fair to Gettleman, he did trade back in the draft to get future assets. So it wasn't completely all in. It's not like he traded future assets to
jump
acquire up. Somebody true. In the 2021 draft. So that's one thing about Gettleman. I know no one wants to speak positively about Gettleman, but it is a fact of the situation. And luckily, because now the Giants have the fifth and the seventh pick in the draft because they own the Chicago Bears pick, and they have what, five picks in the top 80, which I'm excited about personally.
Yeah, that should at least make draft talk a lot more interesting than it has been in previous seasons.
Yeah, absolutely. Or
previous off seasons, rather.
Yeah.
So the one thing I just want to toss this out there and get your guys' perspective of it. Do we think the decision to retain Dave Gettleman as the head coach is a precursor for Kevin Abrams taking over that general manager spot, or do we think that the two are unrelated?
Joe Judge, but I think it could be.
Oh, did I say Dave Gettleman? Did I mean
you to did?
Say
yeah,
you did. Sorry, Joe Judge.
I think it's part. I think it definitely could be a precursor to that, just because there have been links throughout the media that suggest that could be a course of action, but I don't necessarily think it's a certainty. I think we're just going to have to wait and see how all of this plays out. And I think that's because, again, I don't think it's 100% certain that Judge is going to be retained still. I still think there's a lot of uncertainty, but we all want an answer now because so many other teams around the NFL received their answer on Black Monday. The Giants, there's just a little bit of uncertainty still around the entire situation, the ugly situation.
Yeah. And just after all of these years of uncertainty, it would be nice to have some kind of an answer. And honestly, to be able to look out and say, okay, we can get a fresh start. We don't have to basically put up with what we've put with what fans and those of us who cover the team have put up with for the last, I'd say 4 years, but it really does go a lot further back than that. You know, this team has been broken for a while and it needs to be fixed. And I do not think half measures and keeping things in-house and staying the course is going to do it.
That's ultimately going to be the big question and the big thing I think that we end up bringing up throughout this process, and probably the inevitable reaction of if they do bring back or they do promote Kevin Abrams into that general manager spot. It's the same thing that I've also consistently said. You do need to clean house. You do need to start from scratch, and which that was my motivation for getting rid of Joe Judge. Doesn't seem like that's going to happen, or it's more unlikely now that they've made an indication that he's going to be coming back as of right now. But the general manager search should be done in multiple directions. It should not just be, all right, this guy's done his due diligence. He's been here for 20 years. We know him. He should just be promoted. And I would argue that the results, separate from the Super Bowl that was won in the past 20 years, multiple Super Bowls that were won in the past 20 years, you need to look in a different direction because of that long stretch of failure in the past decade that they've had since that last Super Bowl.
Yeah, and like you said, they need to clean house. The Giants, they need a new direction. They need to really step into the 21st century, even though we're a couple decades into it already. And yeah, I don't know that just rehashing and doing the same old is going to get them there. After this year and how the Giants have performed under Joe Judge, I don't know that he's going to be the guy to get them headed in the right direction. And I definitely don't know that Kevin Abrams is going to be the guy to chart a new course for them. You know, hopefully the Giants will decide to move on from Judge, get a fresh start. Yeah, you know, I saw somebody suggest that maybe the Giants should go get Dabble, and I believe it's the assistant general manager from Buffalo, and just start fresh there. Maybe make overtures to Ryan Flores about being the Giants' new defensive coordinator if Patrick Graham doesn't stay on. Or, hey, Vic Fangio is looking for a job. I've wanted him in New York for a long time.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of options out there, it seems like. But will the Giants actually pursue them, or will they just stay status quo? And also, the Giants need to kind of fix the nepotism problem that they have in this organization, where John Mara's nephew has a high-ranking position, his brother has a high-ranking position. I think you got to find more football guys and not, you know, family members to help run this once-proud team.
So I think that's probably Chris, you got anything else?
Oh, no. All I can say is just I agree. Yes.
So the turmoil of the offseason will start now. A lot of things are going to have to happen to fix the cap situation. A lot of things are going to go into the draft selections, especially in the first round, the two picks that they have. And we've got plenty of time to cover it during this offseason. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Be sure to hit that subscribe button. We'll talk to you soon.
Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes, and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.